Hey, this is Pat Flynn from Smart Passive Income, and you're listening to David Wood on the Kick-Ass Life Show.
Want to make your life better?
This is the Kick-Ass Life Podcast with David Wood.
Well, hello and welcome to the show. It's a gorgeous day here in Kelowna, British Columbia. The lake is shimmering. I can see the first boats heading out on the water, and the sun is kissing the tops of the mountains here and the trees. Just gorgeous, gorgeous. And so I was I'm a day late on my show. I was a little distracted this weekend. We threw a big party, an engagement party, housewarming party, our birthday parties. We just threw them all into one kind of party. And it was amazing. And that's why I want to talk a little bit about today. Gandhi always talks about you must be the change you wish to see in the world. And when I sort of think about that particular statement, I think about, yeah, how do I create the change? And I suppose most of you know, if you're brand new, you won't know this, but we've just finished a massive renovation. And I'm talking about gutting the main floor of our house to the point where we built an extension, put a new roof line on, you know, went right back to the studs, moved walls, and really poured a lot of energy, love, and time into creating this space, which is unbelievably stunning. And it arguably has one of the most beautiful views I've ever seen. I travel a lot all over the world. It just has a very, very beautiful view from almost every window in our home. But we put in a 27-foot by 8.5-foot window from our main living room. But I want you to imagine, you know, you've just finished a renovation, and so, you know, or you just buy a brand new car, all these kinds of things where, you know, what do you do next? You know, typically we fret and we walk around and we're worried and we're every ding we notice, all that kind of stuff. Typically, I'm not saying every single person does this. So one of the things I've done, actually my last two major renovations, is to throw a massive party right as we conclude. And we weren't exactly finished. There were still three jobs that were outstanding because the hood fan hadn't arrived. The doors weren't finished. I mean, there was a number of things that still weren't done. I mean, that's how close to the renovation end we are. We actually haven't ended yet. And so the philosophy, again, of an extraordinary, kick-ass, amplified life is the idea that we can do things that aren't always typical. And I think that, you know, one of the things that probably we don't do enough is to celebrate our lives and to celebrate with our friends and to invite more people into our space. And I'm not saying the only way to celebrate is with people, because it's not. We'll talk about that in a bit. But to celebrate life. And I just know, I could tell by the reaction when people are walking into this pristine space and there's a live band. And we had about 125, 130 people came. And man, it was a party. It was a party. I'm going to talk about the party, but I want to talk about different ways that you can start to celebrate your life on a daily basis to amplify it and create really a truly kick-ass life. But first, let's celebrate, shall we?
Let's celebrate. There's a party going on right here. A celebration to last throughout the years. So bring your good times. We gon' celebrate your party with you. Come on now.
Celebration.
Let's all celebrate and have a good time.
Celebration.
We gon' celebrate and have a good time. It's time to come together. It's up to you.
What's your pleasure?
Everyone around the world, come on!
That's right, all of you. I shouldn't be singing in the mornings, but especially after a weekend like this. So yeah, it's to celebrate life, you know, and I want to go through some things that you maybe haven't thought about. And maybe if you can pick up on one, just one one thing that you could bring into your life to help amplify it, to help, you know, really create a kick-ass environment, then great, you know, because life is what you celebrate, all of it, even its end. And I think a lot of people don't live because they're so afraid of dying. And I, you know, I always realize that it doesn't matter how long. And I understand, you know, when someone's young or, you know, I mean, my brother passed away before my parents. I, you know, we've been through that. I had an 11-year-old pass away in our life. And I'm just telling you, you know, what it's taught me is to celebrate all lives. It doesn't matter how long. I think we have to overcome the fact that we have this kind of expectation that we're going to reach some kind of old age. What if you don't? You may be one of those statistically, a lot of you won't, right? So why not celebrate as if this is your last day? I mean, there's a wonderful thought process of treat every day as if it's your first day and as if it's your last day. And then truly you will understand what it means to celebrate life. Because the curiosity and the wonder of a first day experience, everything is new. And then of course the fact that it's your last day, that you know you're really showing love. Because typically, you know, when the planes hit the buildings in New York, the Twin Towers, what was across the board, what happened? People picked up their phones and they told people, "I love you." Right? And so understanding that for most people, if sort of the last thing they want to do is to really show the people in their life they love them. And that's why having a practice of doing that on a daily, moment-to-moment basis, knowing, and I'll give you an example, I mean, because so many people have come into our home in the last 2 or 3 days, but just the love and that I feel, and for my male friends, my female friends, and the affection, and I kiss all my male men friends anyway. But the idea that this could be my last day, and it certainly I can treat it as if it's my first day. And you know, for some people, shitty things happen. And remember, Dr. Zusi always says, don't cry because it's over, smile because it happened, right? So with that being said, you know, let's look at some things that we do on a that we do for creating a great life. Now, one thing that you could do, I mean, if you have a favorite piece of music, I know that for Jen, music is a critical piece, and we fill our house with music a lot of the time. I mean, not all the time, but a lot of the time. And part of the renovation, actually, one of the things that pushed me over budget was putting in a really amazing sound system that was sort of like run through a smartphone, but it meant that we could get any radio station anywhere in the world or run an iPod. I mean, just mean that every type of music we have access to now. And it runs through all the different areas of the home. And so, you know, it gave us some choices. Now, I understand not everyone can afford to do that, but most people can afford to buy a little, you know, ghetto blaster and a few CDs of their favorite song. So whether one thing I talk about sounds expensive, don't let that get in the way of the idea that there's free music everywhere. And so it doesn't have to be an expensive venture. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that, because some of the things I'm talking about sound as if you have to have money to do them. And you have to understand, I lived out of a backpack for 10 and a half years and I didn't have money. And so a lot of the things that I do didn't, I did them when I was, you know, absolutely broke. And I say broke, I don't even like using that word, because broke conjures up to me a mentality. I had no money because I chose to travel around the world and I worked and lived and I worked often for my accommodations and for my food. And I had an extraordinary 10 and a half years, but I never felt broke. I see guys on the side of the road with these little signs begging, and I just want to get out of the car and give them a smack around the head and just say, why don't you just go and offer to help someone? You know, just tap on someone's door and say, can I dig your garden for a bite to eat? But, you know, it's just one of the different mentality. One is a broke mentality, and one is I don't have a lot of money mentality, yet I am going to live an extraordinary life. So don't allow money to stand in the way of some of these thought processes. So get a theme song for your life. And it doesn't matter what it is. Just think about it. And what is, it's a song that you play, and it's one of those songs that probably, you know, just sort of It makes you feel more alive. Now, this isn't my song, but I just wanted to play songs about celebration. But just imagine you're feeling a little bit, blue, or you're feeling a little bit like, you know, you haven't got the energy. You put on your favorite song and you dance around the kitchen for no freaking reason apart from why not? You just dance. And Jen and I love to do that on our boat. We love to go out there in the, especially late at night, 1 o'clock in the morning, and crank on the tunes and stand on the swim grid and a glass of champagne and just dance out there in the middle of the lake when no one's around. It's just like, and what, how do you feel? Freaking amazing is how you feel. Down and dirty, she's got her ass like turkey. I know she's gonna hurt me. I do. I celebrate when I'm up. I celebrate when I'm down. Not a care in the world. I'm celebrating right now. No, I got nothing to lose. No, I don't need it. So anyway, anyhow, I'm celebrating right now. Tank top on the trampoline, puts a tattoo on my heart. No stars in the limousine, got them dancing on the bar. Everywhere I go, they show and they pat me on my back. Look me in the eye and say, yo, Hulk, where's Kid Rock at? Don't stop like prohibition. All right. So again, you know, look at this this idea. One of the big things I think about creating that feeling, that celebration of life, is to surround yourself with really positive and great people. And that's something that when I, during the party, and I know that many of you listen who I wish were here. I mean, people I've grown to love and are close to me. I probably didn't send invites to everyone because I just didn't get time, or I didn't necessarily have a medium to do that. But I just feel that maybe one day we'll have a concert somewhere. We'll bring in some bands and everyone who listens to the show can converge. It'll be like the Woodstock of life and just where people come and just meet up and hang out. I mean, wouldn't that be awesome? But that's kind of what this feeling of a positive people. You know, we had, I think 11 people flew in from Australia. I mean, imagine you're throwing a party and people fly from across the world to come and attend it. It just blew my mind. And people had flown from the United States. Some people had driven across the country. And we had a party, you know, and I'm standing there at one point during the night and the dance floor is packed and the band is rocking it out and the whole place is just thumping and my front doors are wide open. And it was really interesting because in the morning I'd gone out to the neighbors and I had written a little note. And I put a photograph. I wonder if I got it here on the computer. I wish I maybe read it to you, but I don't remember where I put it now. Oh, here it is. It said this. This is, and again, this is what I sent to my neighbors. And I'll talk a little bit about why I sent it. It says, a thank you in advance from 228 Caliburn. Hello, neighbor. It's David and Jen here from 228. Firstly, we wanted to apologize for all the construction noise over the past months. Finally, we're close to the end and we hope the noise, traffic, constant stream of tradesmen and tradeswomen was not too inconvenient. We wanted to give you a heads up that we're having our engagement party tonight, August 2nd. There'll be lots of people, live band inside, so you may hear some noise tonight. You're welcome to pop by for a drink to say hello. And don't worry, we have a couple of police officers attending, so if it gets too rowdy, we'll send them home. And I put smiles in brackets. Again, we apologize for any inconvenience and thank you in advance for your understanding tonight. Love and gratitude, David and Jen. And I put a photograph of Jen and I cuddling, and I want to put it into all my neighbors' mailboxes. And, you know, I think 2, 4, 6, 8, maybe 8 of them did show up, which was awesome just to meet them for the first time. And one lady, she came out while I was, Pat, she came out while I was actually delivering these little things. And she was, thank you. And we stood and we chatted. And I said, look, you know, community is really important to me. And I want you to know, you know, you're always welcome. Pop by, you know. And it's just great. And when they came in, I'm not sure they were ready for what they saw. Because when you have a lot of people that are really open and you live in a world where being open and your home's open, I say your home and heart are often sort of linked. So if you have an open home, probably you have an open heart, right? If your home is, you know, all perfect and you're afraid for people to walk in with their shoes on, then, you know, probably your heart's a little guarded too, right? So I'm not all the time, but I'm just saying what I've noticed with people. So again, you know, surrounding yourself with positive people, and laughter as well. You know, how do you create more laughter? How to celebrate life is to really notice. Again, when we look at the statistics of children, they laugh about 400 times a day, and adults anywhere from, you know, 8 to 16 times a day. I mean, where do we lose that joy, that laughter? And I'd say that, you know, the other night was one of the reasons why I throw parties after renovations. I mean, when everything is absolutely pristine, is because of the energy it leaves in my home. I feel like the house has been sort of christened with something so special. And as I look around the place, I see these faces. I see the dancing, the laughter. I built a bar in the house as well. And we had a young guy come and help out. And, you know, I mean, people drank and, you know, they laughed. And we'll talk about that again a little bit in a minute here, right? So laughter is a big one. Here's something one of the tips I would say about creating an extraordinary life. One thing that we do, and as I look over my shoulder, I see a fresh bouquet of flowers. In my office, they're not big. They're just always interesting. And my housekeeper, when I was looking for a housekeeper, when I advertised, she's from Switzerland. And in Switzerland, you know, they take 2 or 3 years to become a florist. I mean, they learn all the Latin names of every plant. It really is. It's like, you know, becoming a massage therapist or something like that. They take it very, very seriously. And when she told me she was a professional florist, and I hired her to look after our home, so what she does is every week, and especially if I'm away, when I come home, there's fresh bouquets of flowers in the main living room. There's one in my office. There's one in Jen's office. If we have guests, there's always a fresh bouquet of flowers by their bed when they first come into their room. And again, for me, that is a simple thing. Now, let's talk about expense. For some of you, you're thinking, holy crap, that sounds expensive. Now, you know, having a professional florist, obviously she's my housekeeper, but she just does that as something I love in my home, is to fill your home with flowers, you know. And again, we talked about music. But the flower part, if you're broke, again, you know, Costco, I was in there the other day getting stuff for the party, you know, and they have these gorgeous bouquets of flowers for $19. So even if you don't have a lot of money, if you say, you know, I'm gonna budget $20 a week or $20 every 2 weeks, and I'm gonna go buy myself, if you do it once a month, buy myself a bouquet of flowers that are big and extraordinary, and I will put them right in the, you know, my living room table. And so again, but you won't know how it feels until you do it, that, you know, making that feeling, bringing that life, because it is a different life force, right, into your home. And so again, you know, flowers is a big thing. And the one of the other things is to spoil yourself. And I for you, if you don't have a lot of money, spoiling yourself may be these flowers, but to really think about spoiling yourself. And, you know, it could be, you know, something very, very tiny. It could be something you love. It could be more ritual. It may be a coffee. I don't drink coffee, but imagine that you have this coffee that is extraordinary. There's only one place in town that does it. Oh, I mean, I did a pedicure. Jen and I, on our birthdays, we went for a pedicure, facial, and a manicure. No, a massage. And I don't normally do that, but I mean, that's a pampering, right? So we just spent the whole day at the spa. And I must admit, the woman who did my facial, it was extraordinarily good. It was amazing. And I hadn't had a facial before, and I'm certainly going to have one again, but I looked all glowy. I looked like I've been celebrating for a long time. And with that being said, I've been talking too much. So before I give you the rest of my list, here we go. Let's celebrate. About it. I want you to start thinking about this celebration. You know, Oscar Wilde says, life is far too important to be taken seriously. I love Oscar Wilde. I love Oscar Wilde. And, you know, there's the other way thing. The only way to live is to accept each minute as unrepeatable. And you could add to that. I mean, again, without being too woo-woo, imagine that to accept each minute as an unrepeatable miracle. Imagine, because that's what it is, right? I mean, if you think about what life is, it really is a miracle to be alive, but every single one is unrepeatable. And again, if we're living life as if it's our last day or our first day, imagine every single day we wake up and we're living life as if it's our first and last day. Wow. Wow. Another way to celebrate is through gratitude, you know, and to really, I mean, we've talked about this on the show so many times. I know I don't need to beleaguer this point, but to have gratitudes as a daily practice in the morning, after meals. And after meals, Warren and Arlene Lance, two friends of mine, they taught me this about 10 years ago, what they did with their kids, is after meals is, you know, to share two things you're grateful for today, one thing you are good at today, and one thing you're looking forward to, right? So, you know, but even to share gratitudes, to send out cards to people that you love and unexpectedly handwrite a card and say, look, I was just thinking about you and I just want to tell you how much I love you or how much I appreciate you or how amazing it is to have you in my world. You know, and I've got a lot of friends here right now, but one of my oldest friends who I've known for many, many years, and he's a bit of a loner, to be quite frank. He doesn't have a lot of friends, but we've been friends and, you know, he loves coming over and spending time. But he's here. He's at the house right now. He's downstairs. He's asleep right now. But, you know, very, very different relationship with him than I have with some other people. But it's just born through so many adventures. And yet he's more the antithesis of me, you know, as extravagant and as out there and as adventurous I am, you know, so he's very, very cautious, yet we still go on loads of adventures together. In our friends and family week, we did 13 dives together. But we were out in Costco and I said, Robbie, I just want to tell you how much I appreciate you being here helping, you know, and I just love the fact you're here. And even that moment, and I could feel that he felt it. He could really feel that the depth of gratitude I had for him. But it's just to stop, look in his eyes and really just make sure he knows, or I could have sent him a card. I still may do both. You know, another way to think about, I mean, it doesn't have to involve people, but unplugging. And that's what the island, when we do the island adventures, unplugging is such a great way to celebrate life, is to not pick up your machines. And I'm notoriously bad for even reading emails. I don't even like reading emails much. But unplugging and having alone time. So celebrate, I'm talking about celebrating one end of things, but you know, celebrating the other end. And that's why, you know, if you can, I mean, we live in our favorite spot. However, you know, I wasn't always able to live in my favorite spot. And I'll tell you a story. You know, when I was backpacking, I remember when I lived in Le Havre. Le Havre is in the north of France. And I had an office down on the Champs-Élysées, but our warehouse was up in Le Havre, which was close to the docks. And I remember when I arrived, and I did this in every city, every town, everywhere I went around the world, when I realized I could, is I would look around, and I'll give you Le Havre as an example. I looked around until I found my favorite street. And my favorite street in Le Havre was up on this hill, and it overlooked the entryway to the harbor. So you could see right across the ocean, you could see the cliffs, and you could see the tankers coming in, whatever. But it was just really, really beautiful. And the sunrise, again, typically the position of the sun will, because if I can watch a sunrise and a sunset from my favorite spot, it's always pretty special, right? And so I went, I found the street, and I knocked on every single door on the street, and I just said, you know, in my best French, that I was in town. I was looking if they had a room to rent. And I went to about the fifth house and the guy says, oh, you know, he invited me in and he showed me that they had just completely remodeled their basement and it had this massive picture window in it. I mean, the window had to be 10 feet long by, you know, normal depth, I suppose. A big, massive window that overlooked exactly what I wanted. And they hadn't even finished the tiling in the bathroom. He said, we need about 4 more days. I said, no worries. And so I rented that house. And what I found was when I go and look for my favorite spot, I'll find it. And so there's That's just an idea, is if you can't afford, if you don't live in the most extraordinary place, go around your city and find a spot that does it for you and make that your favorite spot and just go visit it often. And especially, you know, when you want to unplug, you know, there's a great saying, remember, one day your life will flash before your eyes. Make sure it's worth watching. And we talked about the sunrise, sunset. This is another way to celebrate life. I mean, at the party, I had a meeting at 8 o'clock the next morning. And I mean, but you know, I could choose to go to bed early or I could choose not to go to bed. I chose the latter. A friend of mine had flown in from England for the party, Hugo. And Hugo, I don't think he listens to the show, to be honest, but him and I, we sat up and we watched the sun come up. And we were watching the deer play in front of the house. And we just stood there. And about 25 minutes before our meeting, you know, we tried to have, I think he had 13 minutes sleep. And before I jumped on him and said, come on, we got to go. And we went off to our meeting. You know, yeah, were we tired? Yeah, you could be. But watching a sunrise and watching a sunset, that, I mean, I wouldn't say it's my favorite moment of the whole party, but it's up there. It's up there as one of my favorite moments of the whole party. All right. Another big thing, dancing, you know, moving your body. And that's why parties are so great. You know, I mean, typically we'll always bring a band and you'll be surprised how cheap a band is. In fact, I guarantee you can probably ask friends. You can find a great band and you may even say to them, look, you know what? I don't have a lot of money, but can we make a deal? You know, can maybe you'll give them, you know, they can drink and you'll feed them and give them $100 or something like that, right? I mean, whatever it is. I mean, this one was a 6-piece band. This guy has been a friend of mine for eons and he always plays at every party because he knows how to get people dancing. But let's say that you don't have the money. Again, I want everyone to understand, I'm not interested whether you're broke or not. I'm interested whether you realize that you don't need to have money to do things like this, to have the chance to celebrate. And so what you can do is you can just invite people and say, look, you know, we're having a band and it's $20 each. We're having a band and it's $60. It doesn't matter how you do it. What matters is that you do it. And there's nothing like having a live band in your home to celebrate. And again, I've had 2-piece bands with Rand. And if you want to go on his site, I think it's called Rand Berry and the Random Act. Rand Berry and the Random Act. He does amazing stuff. And, but I've had him as a 2-piece band and I've also had a 7-piece band with the, you know, sax, trombone, trumpet. I mean, just awesome. But again, bands, music are all there to celebrate with. Some of you are driving to work right now thinking, I'm going to go have a party. You know, something I've really found, though, if you really love life, it's going to love you right back. And so, you know, doing this kind of stuff. And I'll be honest, you know, the whole weekend is, I mean, we had a long weekend and there's still people in our house. But I mean, at one point on Sunday, you know, everyone came back and I'm on the barbecue cooking burgers and, you know, there's bodies everywhere. We still hadn't cleaned up. Talk about cleanup. I mean, that was another highlight for me. At one point I said, you know, I'm probably better put the house together. And we put some, you know, a lot of the big furniture in the garage. And I'll be honest with you, you know, you think, well, was there any damage? Yeah, actually there was a little bit. Someone dropped a glass of wine down the stairs and it sort of ruined a couple of walls. And I'm thinking to myself, the guy who did it was just so apologetic. And I said, listen, don't worry about it. I mean, do you think I'm going to invite 125 people into my home, add alcohol and a band and not expect some damage? And what I did was I called my painter on Monday. I said, hey, any chance you can pop over and paint a couple of walls? He said, yeah, no worries. I'll pop over and do it. So, I mean, that was it. That was really it. You know, there were girls dancing in big stilettos and I chose a floor. I mean, every choice I made, I said to my builder as we were designing this together, and we kind of designed it as we went, was, the fact I wanted this to be a party, a house where I could throw a party, you know, and so the floors have to be able to be danced on. And so, something, if you guys want to know, and I the floor, I really love this floor. If you are actually renovating and you want a great floor, if you Facebook me, I'll tell you what this one, and it's kind of a brushed oak. And I'm telling you, I'm sure elephants and stilettos could dance on this thing. And it looks amazing. Everyone complimented how great it feels. And I found it by accident. I kind of took two woods to a flooring store. And I said, look, I want a combination of these two, because I've done enough renovations and I've seen enough floors to know that dark floors suck. Hardwood floors sometimes suck, but some floors just show color and some don't. And I knew what I was looking for. And this guy said, hold on a sec. And he ran back. He said, what about this? I said, that's perfect. He said, well, you know, I bought it for my own house, but my girlfriend doesn't like it. So I bought it from him, and it had NFG written on it, all of it, because when we were laying it, it was kind of bowing, and NFG is no good, right? And so they were kind of, I got it for $2 a square foot. And then when I did downstairs, I bought slightly wider planks, identical. But again, you know, this idea that the cleanup, that's what the story I was about to tell. So, you know, I said, well, okay, let's start getting cleaned up. So we got about nine of us, and we did a square of the, someone vacuumed, someone washed. Hey, Barb, I know you listen to all the shows. I want to shout out. This is Jen's mom. She was a Trojan. She was the one washing the floors. But all week, she's just been so amazing at helping and just looking after things. So, Barb, I really, really appreciate you so much. And love to John and you. I know you're going off on a big trip now, a big adventure through British Columbia. So have so much fun. But the idea then that we cleaned together and guys were carrying the furniture in, I'm carrying stuff up, and we were sort of rebuilding the house corner by corner by corner. And it took about an hour and 10 minutes, I suppose. And it looked absolutely pristine afterwards. I mean, the wine spill, you couldn't see from there anyway. Anyway, so just, I mean, remember, I think it's Maya DeAngelo. She says, life is not measured by the number of breaths we take, but by the moments that take our breath away. So let's wrap this one up. You know, I mean, some of the other things I do is, you know, to swim. One of the things I love to do is to go out. I mean, I always find it kind of interesting that when I'm going out on a boat, typically most people are coming in. I love going out there in the evening when there's no one around, right? But, you know, to swim in the ocean, to swim in lakes, to swim in rivers, just to dive in and feel the water. It's like so cleansing. You know, one of the sayings I used when I was traveling around the world was, the person who tosses the coin at every crossroads often arrives first at their destination. But there's a secret to the coin toss. And my son Ben and I were out for dinner last night with a whole group of people. And he says, Dad, I don't know if I should have a burger or if I should have margarita pizza. And I said, well, look, here's the thing. And so I didn't have a coin, so I just took a piece of napkin. It's like a coin toss. I said, I'm going to put this little black piece of napkin in my hand. And I said, you choose the hand. If it's got the napkin and it's the burger. If it doesn't, it's the pizza. So he hands it over and it's the burger. And I said, so how do you feel inside? He says, oh, yeah. You know, and it's because the thing with a coin toss is you toss a coin when you're making any decision, right? And if it's heads and you feel inside like, oh, shit. Or if it's heads and you go, oh, great. It will tell you right away really which one to go with. But when I was traveling, you know, sometimes I just flip a coin to make decisions. Because end of the day, I mean, you're going to make a decision. No one says it's going to be the right decision. And here's a couple of others, you know, picnics. So on our birthday, Jen and I, to treat ourselves, we just made up a picnic, bottle of champagne, and we went and sat in one of the little parks in Kelowna. We had a little sleep on a blanket. And we just laid out there, ate some great food, and loved on each other with no one around. There were kids on the beach and stuff like that, but just someone else's beach. You know, have a potluck. This is something you can do, again, if you've got any friends in your life at all, is to invite people over to bring their own food. And what's great about bringing your own food is, you know, you don't have to spend money. It don't have to spend a lot of time. I mean, this party took me a lot of energy. I mean, the day of the party, I mean, just booze shopping. I mean, I think I spent about $1,500-$1,700 just on alcohol. So when I stocked the bar up, but you know, I mean, I asked people to bring their own booze as well. And I think that if I looked at what's left now, I mean, it's different. And in some ways it's better because there's some amazing bottles of wine that were left. But I mean, it almost was a wash, I think, you know. But I mean, I was happy because we were celebrating to put the money in. But if you don't have the money, bring your own booze, bring your own food. Suddenly you have a party in your home. It's called a potluck, you know. So there's people bring their drinks, they bring their food. All you get to do is hang out together. And again, that's something I really want you to get from this piece is, I mean, probably if I know most of you, you're not getting together enough with the people you care about and love, and you're not making it part of your culture. Your personal culture is to throw parties. I mean, I'm now known as the guy, when I throw a party, people come. I mean, people travel from across the world to come to a party. That's going to tell you there's probably something special about the party, right? Is that, I do feel a little bit of pressure. You Aussies that also listen to this show. Anyway, let's have one more song and I'm going to wrap this puppy up. To celebrate. Yeah, there's a Marilyn Monroe, she said, you know, you never know what life is like until you've lived it. And I think for some of you, this may sound strange, this kind of show, but why not? Why not try it, right? I mean, and another thing that I love to do is hug strangers, is to really hug people, hug my neighbors, go there and just realize by everyone's waiting for somebody else to go first anyway, but to hug someone, you know, and watch what that does. Be known as the hugger and watch your whole community start to hug each other. I mean, even my male friends starting kissing each other now, right? And I can't tell you how many of my male friends kiss me on the lips now. And I mean, I love it. If I lived in Russia, that would be normal. I just choose to make it normal in my world. And if you know me and you're a male, you've probably been kissed by me at some point, right? Last thing, superpowers. I think every one of us have a superpower. And we forget that we do. We forget that we are gifted. And there are certain things that we do that bring out those superpowers. And your superpower may be the art of listening or the art of, you may have a superpower of being the most extraordinary hugger. You may have a superpower of being exceptionally kind. Whatever your superpower is, just realize you have it and then, you know, use it. You know, pretend you're Spider-Man or Batman or one of the Marvel, you know, the Hulk or whoever they are, right? Thor. You know, the idea that you have a superpower and you just have to have the courage to wield it. So, you know, with that being said, it's time. It's time to really celebrate and to treat every day as if it's your first and last day. And then watch, oh, my alarm just went off. How powerful is that? All right. With that being said, then my alarm's going off, which means I got to go wake Jen up because she wants to get up and cuddle her parents before they leave on their trip. That being said, I want you to squeeze the juice out of every second. I want you to crank up the dial on your life, crank up the dial on your intimacy. That's funny having that in the background. Crank up the dial on your bank account. Come on, turn the dial up. You know, you deserve it. Squeeze the juice out of every second because you do deserve it. And I will definitely see you on the other side.
That was kick-ass.